Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
The more we're just on the journey, the more it reveals itself to us. I didn't know that my purpose was around wealth consciousness until I was probably 5 years into my business. But leading up to it, I just wanted to be present with people, see the truth of who they are, whether it was a kid who was in legal trouble or an executive at a local factory. It didn't really matter who was in front of me. I just wanted to keep showing up and speak into what I was trained to speak into, which was energy, consciousness, like all of it. And it was in the journey and through the process and not needing to know what it was all for, even who my ideal client was. I just kept following the energy. In the beginning of my business, I worked with kids. Then I worked with people in their career. Then I worked with direct sellers and multi-level marketers. Then I worked with entrepreneurs who were spiritual. Then I worked with coaches. It's a constant evolution. Niches are meant to be temporary. And I think really the only way to find the thing is to do what you're doing and not try to think or believe that I need to have it figured out. You could be an expert generalist easily to multiple six figures, seven figures a year. There's nothing in the whole world that says that can't be the case. So it's maybe taking a look at those beliefs, whatever you say to finish this prompt. I can't receive until. That's what triggers the perfectionist and then therefore the imposter, because that thing isn't here yet. And those are the lies. It's just a lie. That's not actually true at all. Whatever you think you need to receive what you desire from the external phase of things, it's not true. Everything already is available to you if you desire it. It's just staying on the path exactly as you are, harnessing the energy, following the intuitive guidance, being visible. And then what if you were to be even more than you already are in your visibility, the truth of who you are, and set yourself up to entrain the people tuning in and in your sphere to their highest selves just by being around your energy, just by tuning in. And so what might be some of the deeper aspects of yourself you might bring forward if your only role was to entrain, not to inspire, not to educate, not to be an authority, not to anything other than just beholding a certain energy that the second people come into space with you, they entrain to that energy and they like how it makes them feel. So no, I'm not trying to prove anything. It's just until we acknowledge why it has such a strong presence still, in spite of it, and despite the decision, it's going to keep floating in. And that past version of yourself is going to keep taking up space from the new version of you that's emerging. How much certainty can you hold for that? How can you use your genius and your talent of focus, no matter what's happening around you, no matter what the current circumstance, no matter what the results of anything you're doing, how can you use that focus to sustain and maintain certainty, absolute certainty, as certain as you are that winter comes after fall, as certain as you are that the sun's gonna rise, as certain as you are that when you go to brush your teeth, you still have teeth. Like, that's the space, that's the invitation. The speed at which the manifestation actualizes is directly connected to our level of certainty. And when we talk about act as if, it truly is no matter what I see, I don't believe it. I don't believe it because I know the truth, and the truth is, and I don't need any evidence in my current reality to show me that's the truth because I'm certain of it. Ooh, what if you were a perfectionist about being certain? How about we choose perfectionism over something that we know works like universal law?
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency in the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.